Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. And now, play ball. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Moses reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts between the mound and first base. Potter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Higgins moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Higgins scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rubeling moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Rubeling moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. McCoy moves to second. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCoskey. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. McCoskey steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 4-2. Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehringer scores. One out. It's 5-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Herman Bess now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan is hit by the pitch. York moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kress reaches second base with a double. York scores. Higgins scores. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Tigers. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Hal Wagner pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. D. Miles now playing right field. Al Simmons now playing left field. Joe Gantenbein now playing first base. Hal Wagner now catching. Crash Davis. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer strikes out. 1 out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards first. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. York reaches second base with a double. McCoskey scores. It's 9-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess strikes out. one out. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rubling takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Rubling moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rowe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Rowe reaches second base with a double. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rowe scores. It's 11-2, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. McCoskey bunts in front of the plate. Wagner scoops up the ball and tags McCoskey for the out. Fox moves to second. 2 outs. Skatmetha pinch hits for Charlie Gehringer. Skatmetha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Skatmetha now playing second base. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Metha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. York takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Higgins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. York moves to second. It's 12-2, Tigers. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. York moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rowe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. Sullivan scores. Kress moves to second. It's 14-2, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Rowe moves to second. It's 15-2, Tigers. Earl Averill pinch hits for Barney McCoskey. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Scat Mehta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mehta is 0-for-1 in the game. Mehta hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Croucher now playing shortstop. Earl Averill now playing center field. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mehta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0-for-1 in the game. Bess hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rubeling takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mehta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 15, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.